This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. We'll stay in the Mission District for our next story. It's about a business that's found a way to survive despite the odds, or maybe because of the odds. It's called Oddball Film and Video, and it houses more than 50,000 unusual films, most in their original 16mm reel. The collection has everything from vintage erotica to outlandish commercials and quirky after-school specials. KALW's Jenny Butler takes us inside.
I'm standing in front of what looks like a secondhand furniture store in San Francisco's Mission District. A small sign on a nondescript door reads, Oddball Film and Video, second floor. At the top of these stairs is the largest film archive in Northern California, but you never know it. I'm led into a small warehouse with seemingly endless rows of 16mm film reels. They're stacked floor to ceiling with no clear organization.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine.
A slender man with glasses sits behind the front desk.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
That's Stephen Parr, the man behind this entire operation.
There you go.
Great, thanks.
Every Thursday and Friday night, Parr invites the public inside his archive for screenings, compilations of short films under a single theme. Tonight is Strange Cinema, a monthly screening of Oddball's most unusual footage. We cozy up on old barbershop chairs and battered couches in the archive's back room, which is lit by a rotating disco ball hanging from the ceiling. This makeshift theater seats about 30 people, and tonight, almost every seat is filled.
Is anybody here for the first time? Great. My name's Steven. Welcome. Tonight's program is something that I put together and been thinking about for a long time.
In tonight's lineup, we'll see experimental films either made in the Far East or influenced by Eastern films. Parr describes some as whimsical, others as spacey, and one as a film the audience will never want to see again. Then the lights go out.
Which depicts every delicate movement of the Indian classical dance. Here at a dance school.
An Indian drama appears on a pull-down screen. The characters have painted faces and elaborate costumes and are telling stories through dance. Parr founded Oddball nearly 30 years ago. At the time, he was a video artist, making background images for nightclubs and galleries. He was tired of searching for materials from other archives, so he started his own. Soon, producers of Hollywood movies, commercials, music videos, and television wanted access to Parr's eccentric footage, so he made a business out of it.
My intent really was to create a small community of people who are interested in sharing a visual experience and really kind of experiment and push forward the context of cinema.
The idea is to take the audience's expectations about film and turn them upside down. Many of Oddball's films don't fit into traditional genres. Some have alternative story structures. Some have no story at all.
So a lot of the films that we screen here are some films are educational uses. Some films are made for instructional purposes. But when you put them into another context, they kind of bounce off each other and create a kind of a unique viewing experience.
A unique viewing experience, like a Japanese fable about a family of ants and a lazy grasshopper.
In a nearby garden, the girl ants are finding some tasty ant food.
Most of Parr's collection was donated from people who decided their films were worthless or that the medium was just too much work to keep.
Almost every film has some form of a redeeming quality in some way, even if that quality is that you should never make a film that way.
Since Oddball began in 1984, the archive has screened more than 800 unique programs and developed a loyal following. Tom Gilroy, a filmmaker from New York, has been to 5 screenings in the 6 weeks he's been in town.
I was blown away, basically, because nothing like this really exists in New York. And I'm not really aware of anything existing like this in the United States. It's kind of like a museum visit, a history lesson, an entertainment outing. But and then an odd kind of theater experience.
And maybe that's why fans keep coming back to Oddball. Because no matter how many times they return to the archive's back room, they'll never see the same thing twice.
Don't be foolish. Let's get started. Papa's waiting for us.
For Cross Currents, I'm Jenny Butler.
Find a link to a calendar of Oddball events at our website, klw.org. Click on Cross Currents.